Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Understanding the Assad mindset. I cannot for the life of me understand why the Assad regime would use nerve gas to attack 500 of its own people. Think about it. Who made the decision? What did they possibly suppose they could gain? Why would any rational person bring down the wrath of the free world upon themselves and all but guarantee retaliation on themselves? I read this morning where voters in Anchorage, Alaska just voted to allow men into women's bathrooms provided they think they are a woman, and the same with women who think they are men. I've been to Alaska many times, and it's filled with rough and tough frontiersmen. Moose run through the streets, and it reminds me of how I envision the Wild West to be. I cannot imagine them taking up an issue like transgender bathrooms and voting in favor of them. It is darn near impossible for believers to understand the carnal mind. Carnal, sensual, fleshly, animal all refer to bodily rather than rational or spiritual aspects of humans. It is the same for unbelievers. To understand believers, the natural man or unbeliever knows nothing about carnality. The desires of the flesh warring against the spirit, and the spirit warring against the flesh, which began at rebirth, are what produce carnality and the awareness of it. That is why we wonder at what appears to be completely irrational acts by the respective opposing side. In Galatians 5:16, Paul said, "Walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." In other words, carnality will disappear. So there are opposing spirits at play. It's a dangerous game. Remember what Paul said about it in Romans 8:6? For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But to the unbeliever, this makes no sense. There are only two mindsets we can have. We can either have a carnal mindset or a spiritual mindset. The scripture also reveals to us to be spiritually minded pleases God and will lead to life and peace. Isn't that what every person desires? A good life and peace? Do you have a good life and peace? Friendship with God is where those wonderful blessings are derived. Selah. James 4:4. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever chooses to be a friend of the world renders himself an enemy of God. Have a great weekend and go to church this Sunday.